You right from the start, but I love you for pain in my heart. So look in my eyes, see this, that I love you. Please don't make me blue.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame.
Be to sit out there in the sun while we're under these nice, cool French fry lights that are not on. But they will be later in case anybody needs to warm up. I would like to mention that we did bring some thought repellent hats with us. And the only reason I mention this is because these are the last of the thought repellent hats. We are out of Ignorgard. We don't know if we'll be able to collect anymore. We're not going to use some kind of synthetic Ignorgard on you people because we respect you too much. And we just used the natural Ignorgard. We collected this back in 1989 at a, well, we wasn't actually at the convention. There was, the week before we got to Nashville, there was a convention. They claimed there was 188 banjo players in Nashville all on the same weekend. And we got there a week later and we took an exit and drove through one of the residual pockets of ignorance. I forget what I was going to say. Oh. Just thinking about it. That can do 188 banjo players, residual pockets of ignorance, just thinking about ooh. It staggers imagination, but we realized that you couldn't let that much Ignorgard go to waste, and we got out and collected it, and we started issuing the thought repellent hats. And what we didn't know at the time was, even though a lot of women are good banjo players, Ignorgard and stoop stop don't work on them as good as it does people of a different gender. Well, not different than me, but different than them. Because men gets a thought repellent hat. In fact, I see one back there right now, and you can tell it's working. Don't sit next to that hat unless you want the residual effects. But these are the last of the thought repellent hats. If you've been thinking of stuff, I recommend you go over and get a Dry Branch Fire Squad thought repellent hat. And if you ever remember where you got it, put it on a banjo player, recharge it, good as new. And others thing about these thought repellent hats is you'll see your mouth move, but you won't understand the orders. It's like being in a dark room. there will finally be peace in your life. And, gotta hurry. While we're doing these old bluegrass numbers, I get Brian to play one on the mandolin that Bill Monroe recorded that, like I say, later on, we don't get to do these old kind of numbers. Bill wrote so many wonderful songs, and, you know, so many of them became classics that people do them all the time. They don't do numbers like this much, but he wrote this about his good friend and probably musical peer, a man named Doc Watson. He's been here many times, and he just called it the Watson Blues.